Yes, indeed, Kieran, and again, a beautiful morning for it, and a record crowd, 900 finishing, crossing the line, and that's a big development over from previous years. This is an event that's running for 11 years now, and the local committee, to their credit, have built it, and it was an event originally initiated by the late Desi Larkin, so he had been very proud of the whole atmosphere, the whole support, the whole environment of the race today, so we remember him on a day like this. So, and a great credit to the local, a great event, and great credit to Herbie McDaid and his committee and all associated with it, and indeed the sponsors and so on. So, as I say, 900 finished, and that's building towards the Magic 1000. So that's their target for next year, obviously. What had we? Katrina Jennings was a local winner of the women's. Of course, Katrina Jennings, an Olympic athlete, ran in London in the marathon there. And more recently is, competing in, particularly in ultra events. She is, of course, the European 50K champion, and she is preparing at the moment for a 100-mile challenge in an ultra event in the States. So, and she recently, indeed, in South Africa, covered a 90K. So she's a distance is no problem to her, and she's a tough lady. But a local winner, which was always a plus today. Also, we had a fellow called Lawrence O'Neill from Strabane Athletic Club. He won the men's event from a fellow from Armagh, a guy from Galway, in third. But a big local participation, a big visiting participation, and everybody agrees, an excellent event. So think about everybody associated with the event. So it brought crowds to the town. It brought an atmosphere to the town on a Sunday morning. So, as I say, well done to everybody. Now, that was that event over in Scotland in Grangemouth. We had the Scottish Championships, and we had a number of Donegal athletes competing there. John Kelly yesterday, of course, he won the shot. He's a Scottish senior champion, of course, now as he returns to Sweden. He came in just for the event from there. And we had young Harry McIlwain yesterday. He was second in the under-17 event, Scottish Championships. He was second in 11:05. Now, he was just pipped on the line. And a big performance from him. He was running for an Irish development squad. And he was third today in the 200 metres. He qualified as the fastest. He didn't hold it together, though, in the final. But certainly a good weekend for him, for Harry McIlwain from Letterkenny. A second yesterday and a third in the 200 today. So he has been a big revelation through the season, this season. So we look forward to the indoors beyond Christmas. And the challenge for him then is to keep developing and keep building on that. Who else had we? Well, Ashton Gillespie from the Rosses Athletic Club was over there as well. He was competing in the under-17 boys high jump, finished fourth, that is 178. So, great experience for him, and deserved experience for him, because he's a young fella that has stuck with the sport since his primary school days, and he continues to impress and do well nationally. And it was lovely to see him getting an international call for that under-17 squad. What else have we? Well, Lauren Callaghan, of course. She won the national long jump this year. That was a big plus for her. Not only did she win the national long jump outdoors, she won the national outdoors indoors as well. So she had a great season. Today she was beat by 2 centimetres for that Scottish title. She got out to 6:14, 6:16, got the title, and it was a tight out competition. There was 2 centimetres to her, there was 2 centimetres to the girl that was third, but it's good jumping. 6 metres plus is good jumping. So well done to her, and well done to her in her approach to the entire season, because she chased a lot of competitions in Europe in preparation for the Nationals. That paid off, and as I say, just beaten by 2 centimetres today. So she'll come back and bounce back. She's been a great girl since the day she started athletics down at Dromore National School. Well, else then? Well, later on today, it's actually probably happening at the moment, because Amy, Emily from Finn Valley, she's in the hurdles, the 100 metre hurdles, and that's running late obviously because that result hasn't come up yet, but she's in the third heat, so we're hoping she'll get to the final. So if any pops up later on, we'll bang it off to you there, Kieran, and keep you up to date for everybody to know the story. So back to the half marathon. Katrina Jennings, the local Kenny girl, winning the women's race, and a fellow called Lawrence O'Neill from Strabane winning the men's race. And 900 participants, so they're creeping up on the 1,000, and this bus, not only had the 900 finished, but they had a bigger, they had 1,000 plus entries, but on occasions such as this sometimes, not everybody doesn't turn up on the day. But they will be very encouraged by the absolute response throughout Ulster, indeed, through the event.